I'm Seth Pinwell.
And I'm Sean Braswell.
And this is episode 29 of Wilson Arts and Beyond, a podcast of Wilson Arts in Wilson, North Carolina. Today, we're excited to talk to Ian Rose and Darius Emmanuel Martinez Vines, who will be having exhibits here in the Art Center in June. Welcome to the show, you guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So do each of you want to introduce yourselves really fast and just kind of give us a little bit of background?
Sure. I'm Ian Rose. I am an artist in Wilson. I mostly do digital art and I make dolls too, 3D sculptures, and I do every little part, you know, sewing, hair making, makeup, shoemaking. But that's me.
Awesome.
And I'm Darius, of course, from Kinley. Always kind of been into music mostly, but I got into photography through some old photo albums I discovered when I was mad young. And they inspired me to capture more memories, and I like to thrift. So I came across my first film camera at like 16, which is a while ago now, kind of. And I just kind of casually been doing it and just amassing work and work and work and sending out film. And, but yeah, I have a lot of ideas on the back burner too, but this is just another facet of myself, I guess.
So. Now, Darius, was there a moment that first got you into photography? I know you got the camera, but was there a first thing you took a picture of that really...
Well, it wasn't anything that I took a photo of. It's what I saw in those old photo albums at my old house in Kinley. My mom used to always have these, like, the old disposable cameras you would get from, like, Walmart. Mm-hmm. And she would make photo albums. And I remember looking through them and being like, oh, my gosh, that moment I never would remember. Or, wow, look at this beautiful photo of me and my family. And so that was the spark. That was the spark. And I didn't get my first camera until... 5 years later, but I saw it and it sort of just resonated with me that I have to have it, and I learned how to use it. And yeah.
Now, being from Kinley, did you go to North Johnston?
No, I went to Rock Ridge for 1 year, only kindergarten. And then my parents separated and I moved with my dad, and I ended up going to Parker Middle School in Rocky Mount. Mm-hmm. And then eventually Northern. And that's where I graduated from.
I live right outside of Kinley, so that's why I was
asking
about that. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah,
I digress.
No, totally. Okay.
So, Ian, what kind of, on the same note, was a moment for you that inspired your path?
Well, for the dolls, I guess, since that's, I feel like, the more interesting part, in my opinion. When I was a kid, I always used to like to play with dolls. Growing up, I wasn't really allowed to. I didn't have too many. If I did, I convinced my grandma to go buy them for me behind my mom's back. But because of that, I always used to, you know, because I couldn't buy them, I would just make them out of like popsicle sticks and lollipop sticks and the wrappers. And yeah, I've always been creating. I really started to get into it in middle school. I used to make these polymer clay charms. And then it just kind of got bigger and bigger. I started making toys with joints and they moved, and I don't know. It just, and then dolls, it's just, I feel like it's, if you like art, dolls encapsulates almost everything within art. You know, you're designing, you're drawing, you're doing the hair, the makeup, and the clothes, and it's, I don't know, I just like it. That's a simple answer. I just like doing it. I like creating.
So when did you start with the 3D printing?
The 3D printing dolls was actually really recent. When I had applied for the grant, I was going into it thinking I was going to hand sculpt it. But because, you know, I applied for the grant, I had time constraints. I was like, why don't I just learn 3D printing and 3D modeling? Because it'll be easy. It was just easier. I could get it perfectly symmetrical too. And, cut down on production time, I guess. Yeah. So, recent.
We did forget to mention that Dee Dee Oliver is here.
I'm just
with
sitting
us.
Here.
but we just mentioned the grant. Dee Dee, do you want to give us a little bit of background on what the grant is and that sort of thing?
Yeah. So, hold on, let me pull up my email. So, Ian
So Kathy came to me. We get together and talk about the exhibitions that are coming up. And she said, how do you feel about giving a show to one of our I think you were actually the largest recipient.
Second.
Okay. The funds that you got, which is in that, is that how you purchased the 3D printer? Yes. Yes. And then she said, he's 20. And I went, oh. Because as we have discussed, it's a lot of work to put on a show and to produce the amount of work that it would take to fill up even half the gallery. So their shows are happening simultaneously, but they're independent shows on standing on their own. So Ian is one of the artists for the individual artist recovery grant recipients. And you can talk a little bit about that because this happened. You don't want to talk about that?
We can talk about it.
I can talk about it.
We're talking about it.
During the pandemic, mm-hmm. when you couldn't get.
Yeah.
Boo.
Pandemic. Yeah. No. Having to bring that up.
It was during my senior year and I lost a lot of access to my art. I was doing a lot of my art in my art class, and during the pandemic, I lost a lot of access to all that media. There was going to be a show for charity, and I was going to have some of my dolls in there too, but it got canceled because of COVID. So I just felt like I missed out on a lot. I mean, also, it was my senior year of high school. That's when, you know, all the fun stuff happens. But I don't know. I felt like I was kind of screwed over and thrown under the bus at that time, but everything happens for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm here doing a solo show at the world-renowned Wilson Arts Center. We're still talking about my grant. And for the grant, one of the big requirements was to bring the community together in a way. So I'm going to be donating to the local Pride nonprofit set up by the people who work at Treat Yourself.
Yes.
I don't remember their names.
Greg and Alex.
So yeah, that's how I'm bringing the community together. And I'm also doing an art demo on the 3rd.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ian is bringing the 3D printer here to the art center. And he's going to demonstrate some of his process during Art Spin.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
June 3rd.
Well, can each of you tell us a little bit about the exhibit that's coming up and maybe some of the pieces you have in that?
Well, this one has been interesting because before, when I was just shooting to just do it, that's how it started, just to do it, a hobby. It was so natural. I would just look like it, shoot it, and see what kind of, you know. And as soon as I realized, like, okay, I have sort of a purpose, it kind of derails you a little bit as far as how you take a photo, what you take a photo of, do you press the shutter, do you not? Because with film, I can't really just fire off at will. I kind of have to make every shot count. So there's that. And initially there's that. And then also just so, and I always would just get on my board, my skateboard, put on headphones, have my camera on my neck and just move around and explore every alley, and then if something came across that I liked, I would just, so to get back into that mode was a little weird at first, because, you know, it's different when there's an expectation, you know?
Yeah.
That can change things.
Yeah, yeah. But I initially had that feeling, but then I kind of got over it, you know. At first I was like, but then I was like, oh, well, you know, whatever happens, happens. And I would talk to friends about it, and they're like, just if you like it, you like it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what's
important.
That's what's important. Yeah, yeah, I think so. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I do. But immediately there's that thought of what will other people think, you know. But then again, that's what creates individuality. You don't want to mold yourself to what someone else might think of your work, right? So
that's a struggle for a lot of artists, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So before it was easy because I just did it for me completely. But, you know, and I still do. But again, there's that sort of cloud that's like, what are people going to think? That's just a thing. But I like what I have. I think it's diverse. I have some stuff that I want people to look at and it's like, is that a photograph? And there's other stuff that is obviously blatantly a photograph. So there's that dynamic that I'm excited about for folks. Cause there is a theme. However, diversity is something that I feel like has to be demonstrated for me. So I'm excited to have that diversity shown.
Yeah. And yeah. Or some of these are, so Darius will just hop on a train. And not even know like a person to wherever his destination is going just so he can photograph. He'll do it in like a quick turnaround, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I just think that's fascinating.
Yeah, so I'll get on like a Sunday, spend the day in Raleigh, and come back like the next day on the train. I might stay at a friend's, of course. I'm not just going to sleep on the street. I've considered doing that, though. I've actually considered doing that. I almost did it just because I wanted to like be in the, not the fire, but like certain people, you know, don't have living space.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, I kind of wanted to really put myself in it, really. But I didn't end up doing that. But I was out very late, 2:30, 2 in the morning, just moving around and just, again, just exploring and just going, okay, I'm going to go 4 blocks this way, 5 blocks that way. And then find where I began or whatever, right? But I just like it. It's almost like that frontier thing. It's like we wanted to explore the ocean. We wanted to explore it. There's that natural sort of the next horizon. What's on the next block? The next one, the next one. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, it's kind of like that's kind of how I work. So I don't usually stage things. I just like the candidness. Mm-hmm. I just feel like that's the purest form of photography, personally. But I mean, you can also get brilliant, beautiful stuff staging, of course. So there is some stuff that I definitely had planned out and executed, and I am happy about some of that stuff too. I'm very happy with it. So.
And I want to ask you a little bit about double exposure also. But so one of my favorite, if not the favorite memory I have of last year, of our entire show year is we have a jury show in the fall every year. And I'd encourage Darius to enter, and as I do with all of our local artists. And it's the most priceless thing because he didn't realize that it was a competition. Also, you know, the juror chooses the work, but then he also, when he comes, sees in person after it's hung, and he chooses for a second and third. And I could barely contain myself once I saw who was the winner. So Darius won first place on double exposure. It was beautiful. And then Berger, the judge, ended up buying the piece. Nice. It's just the best wrap-up to the whole story. I love it.
Yeah,
it was priceless.
It was incredible. It was really incredible because I try not to have expectations. You know, it's just I try to just be...
Less pressure.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Of course. But... As far as double exposures, if I can just put it in a nutshell, I basically got a Pentax K1000. That's my most consistent camera. I love it. I found it at a Goodwill, and somehow it had the case. It had the manual.
That's
somehow.
Rare find.
Yeah, very. Yeah. So I looked it up online. It was worth way more than I got it for. Uh-huh. And in the manual, it had a page on double exposures, and it instructed you on how to do it. And that's what kind of got me.
So you taught yourself, not even old school, like I'm going to YouTube this because that's what I do. I got to figure this out. The manual from the camera. And that's how you started down the double exposure. I love that.
Mm-hmm. And then there was a period of time just before the Juried Art Show where I had a roll and I was shooting it. And then I just was like, it's so hard for me to take a picture. It's so, what's going on? So then it occurred to me, I was like, I'm just going to rewind this. And just double expose every you know shot, and see what happens. And one of those shots was chamber.
Ugh.
Yeah, but I had it in mind though that I was double exposing, so I didn't want to do, you know, I had the little context as far as what I was doing. But and then it came out, and I looked at it when I got the film back, and I was like, "This is crazy." So, but the double exposures that I've done for the show actually were way more intentional. That I did go to YouTube for a little bit just to kind of refresh myself. Mm-hmm. I knew how to do it, but I kind of wanted, like, I read, like,
I've only ever done it by accident. And it wasn't like, oh, it was like, oh.
Yeah. So they, I had an idea, like a bouquet. Well, I don't want to reveal too much, but
yeah,
I had a couple ideas and they came out gorgeous. I'm really excited for people to see it because there's no Photoshop, you know, there's none of that. It's just two different places, two different times, sometimes three somehow came out.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A triple exposure actually. Will be good. Yeah.
Wow.
Next thing I'll be doing quad. No, yeah, yeah.
Let's just keep pushing it.
Yeah. So you just never know what you're going to get when you're doing that kind of thing.
That's really the hard part as, you know, a film photographer. I started out, I have a very similar backstory of how I became a photographer because, you know, those old photo albums and I was an athlete when I was younger and my mom was always the one with the camera and I wouldn't have these memories if she didn't do that. I didn't even appreciate it because you had to take the thing into Walmart, wait, they had to go back and get, you know, it's very, it's so not like that now. Everything is online, but, film and having those memories, that we still have. I started out as, a film photographer. Quickly switched to digital. Yeah. But I have found a few cameras. I collect the old cameras, and I have found a few in thrift stores. Father and Sons in Raleigh is a great place to look. And most of them, they don't work. So to find one that actually works and had all of that with it,
it kind of changed my life.
Meant to be. Yeah, I mean, really.
Honestly, because it's fully manual. So if I were to,
intimidating enough.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I like it. But when I go to, if I have a digital camera in my hand, I feel like I'm flying because you can change your ISO. You can do this. Your shutter speed. I mean, there's so much more. And people tell me, Darius, when are you going to switch digital? When are you going to switch digital? I'm like, well, when I have an extra $5,000
or $3,000. Yeah, yeah. And film is expensive, and you don't know what you've got until you see all of it at one time. That's the other part.
Yeah. I will say, like, as far as why I use the Pentax, I mean, I could have saved up and got a digital camera, but it was also, like, means, I think, because obviously I thrift for a certain reason. Mm-hmm. But less can be more. Like, it was, like, $30. Online, they're, like, $300, the Pentax. But I could get a digital camera, but something about it, it's, like... the process and the waiting and how you have to like feel like every shot matters so much. It just has a different feel to it than a digital camera. So I don't know. I'm just going to rock with it. I'm just going to rock with it for as long as I can. Yeah. As long as there are places that sell film and develop it, I'm going to stick with it. Yeah. Yeah.
Sure thing. I love it. And I had Ian was scheduled first. And after we had the whole grant, you know, I had Ian's slot, and you two did not know each other before this because I was trying to. We have a double show in the gallery right now, and it's two abstract artists, and you know they're not competing, but they're complementing. And so, how do you pair somebody with a 3D printed doll? But I'm telling you, I think it was just meant to be. I had seen your work at Andrea's gallery and Jamie and I bought some pieces of yours. So, and you had a piece in the Whirligig festival when we had the competition, your ballerina piece. That was the first piece I got.
Yeah.
Cause everybody wanted that one. And
yeah.
Jim was like, I was going to buy it. She ended up getting another one cause I bought it. So that part just happened to work out. So thank God.
that was amazing. That was amazing.
Yeah. After it was revealed that I was working with Darius, I don't think we like actually talked until like a couple months after that. It was in October, right? No, it was during the Whirligig Festival. Mm-hmm. Is that in October?
Yes. Yeah. Well, November. It's the first weekend in November, but so the end.
Same difference.
Same, you know. Yeah, yeah.
No, we met after the Whirligig Festival at Iconostar.
That's right. Yeah. Yep. That's right. Yep.
And I don't remember.
But the show was already put together, had not spent time together. No. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, that was the intention. And I will say, I must compliment Ian because there's so much more, like he was saying, that's involved in making the dolls that I'm like, last night, actually, I was like pushing. I was like, you have to bring your sketchbooks.
I'm so glad that you told him to do that because I love when artists do that. And even though they're old, and bless your heart, you're 20, so they're not that old. They're from high school, he said. No, I love seeing the process. That's an important part of it. So thank you for encouraging.
There's a lot of common themes in there that are present within the show, like fish, mermaids, a lot of mermaids. I love mermaids. toy designs, there's a lot of sketches of those. And it's funny because a lot of them I rendered digitally too. So it's fun to like flip into there and you can go on my Instagram and see, oh, he did that one.
Yeah. So Ian does digital art also, and that will be part of the show also. Yes.
Yes. But I think the dolls are the main part. But this show is really, it's just going to be an introduction for me. I had to really fight with myself to not do like a common theme because I wanted it to be everything that is me. I can do themes in my other future shows that I will definitely have. But this show is just get to know Ian Rose and what he does. And that's all it is about, really. There are certain ones with meanings, and a lot of them don't really have a concrete meaning, I will say. But when I show them to people, they always like to project onto them, especially the dolls. So it's just me. I don't have anything else to say.
Yeah,
I think it's hard to, especially being, you want to introduce yourself and being a new artist. Censoring yourself and reining yourself in, like I got to put all this out there. I want there's this aspect of me and or that I want to show. So good for you for you have to have that curative narrative for yourself. Don't. This is all over the place.
Oh, it is all over
which
the
can
place.
Be fun.
No,
which
it's
can
all be over fun. The place for sure. But I think it's in an appropriate way, all over the place. There's a different word I'm thinking of. I can't think of it right now, but it's all over the place. It's everything. It's crazy. It's colorful. It's ridiculous. But it is.
It's Ian.
It's Ian. It's Ian. So, yeah. That's important. Yeah,
that sprouted a thought that it's the same medium, so to speak, but it's just so many different takes on the same medium. That's the only commonality is the medium, you know?
Yeah, it was just showing me pictures. You're right.
Yeah, like, that's the thing. The only commonality with a lot of the shots is that it's 35 millimeter, but the photo itself is just,
crazy.
They just go from A to Z to X to 24, it's, you know, like, which I like. But there is commonality. So there's commonality. There's like almost like sets, you know, but the difference between each set, though, is drastic. I wouldn't say too drastic, but, you know, the only commonality is that it is a photograph. But other than that, there are some that are totally different from one another, which I'm really looking forward to. Because, you know, thematically, like Ian was saying, actually, like maybe in the future, there will be something that's like, this is the theme. Mm-hmm. But that feels contrived to me.
Yeah,
you know?
I get that.
Like,
yeah.
It just feels like... why would I go in, you know, but I've gotten into ruts where I'll go out and like, if I have block, I'll like, okay, today I'm just going to focus on mirrors and reflections or certain colors so that I can kind of just keep moving.
Mm-hmm.
But if I ever experience, I guess like photographic writer block, you know, I'll do that sometimes.
Thing.
But if I feel, you know, if I feel like kind of stuck, but, I would not want to necessarily only like if a gallery were to like, okay, this is like the theme that we want you to do, I'd be like, oh, I'm sorry, like,
yeah,
I'll see what I can do, but that's not my vibe.
Yeah,
not my vibe.
I can do it. I was like, give me the theme. I got
Ian
you.
Would be up for just about anything.
Oh, yeah. For sure, for sure. For sure, anything. I could do a theme. I can do not a theme. Blow it out of the water every time.
I will say, too, that in the future, I know you want to do like sort of a like a horror film sort of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Which is interesting.
My second show. I want it to be based around true crime and a murder, and I want the pieces to be like
I almost said that was my favorite podcast and we were talking about that. People think that's weird, so I don't usually.
Well, it's not gonna be like actual true crime, but like it's not gonna be a real murder, but I want it to be like newspaper clippings, Polaroids, of course some of my art. I want a TV in the art show playing news. Like, you know, scripted, you know, news telegrams and like films of the serial killer in the in his basement or something like that. And did I say evidence already? I want evidence. I want an evidence. But yeah, that would be the next show.
Crime scene tape.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you're walking into.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. And I love it. Conceptual art.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do with Studio 3. So we're going to get together. And
okay.
3 or 4 years from now, we're going to do this again.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Like right around Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's why. Yeah. Yeah.
And I want it to be super immersive, too. I want it to feel like it's something that really happened. But that's not this one. That's the next one or the one after that. And Darius also wants me to do a show where it's just my sketchbooks. Just the sketchbooks.
I was looking at them and I just was like, it sparked something in me. I was like, this is like a whole manga or comic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I could see the characters and the chapters. And
it just, and you never know what's going to inspire somebody else, too. So seeing all how your process and all and how it led you to this, you don't even know, Ian. You think you know, but you don't know the effect that you're going to have.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm like, man, so many avenues. Like that you could take. I just think it's brilliant.
I had a feeling this was coming. I couldn't wait till the light bulb went up because Jamie has said, he's just got so many ideas. Like I can see where he's going to be. And I'm like, really? Tell me about that. He's going to be everywhere.
Oh, yeah. You're going to be wearing my clothes, watching my movies, and eating my canned chili for 40 years or something. Oh, wow. I want to do it all. Life's too short to stick to one thing.
Well, Dee Dee, you want to tell us the dates of the show?
Yes. So the show opens on Thursday, June 1st, 6 to 8. I'm going to say January. I didn't. I've been in 2024 all day. June 1st, from June 1st to June 30th. And then June 3rd, the Saturday after, is Art Spin when Ian will be here with his 3D printer.
Yes.
So please make it to the opening. It's going to be fun. We're going to try to have snow cones.
Please. Just a lot of people.
I'm looking forward to the artist talk.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be something like this, but more.
But more, yeah.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a Q&A section probably.
They're my favorite. A lot of artists don't do those, but I love those.
Yeah, right at the end, definitely. Yeah. Any questions? I love that because people always have questions. I always have questions, really. I think that's why I like it so much.
Me too.
I always ask them something. I'm like, so you started doing graffiti first? Like, how was that? What was that like? Because that was Kyle?
Yeah. That's right. And you wouldn't think that from him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was brilliant. He's brilliant.
Yeah. Why don't artists do that? I want to learn more about you. It's all marketing.
It is.
So, why wouldn't you want to talk about yourself even more?
Well, some of us don't feel comfortable. I don't even like to name my pieces because then people not only project in the work, but then they're trying to figure out where the name come from. And I'm like, it was just a song lyric I liked. I like to hear what you have to say about it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, naming's the hardest part.
Mm.
Really?
Like, for me, because like
it is for me too.
I'm more of a sound person, visual. Writing, not my thing. So when I go to name something, it's like
I always feel contrived.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, how do you name? It's like, yeah, exactly.
And then some artists don't even like. Tim has a show with us in July, after you guys, and he said, well, I think I'm just going to, he'd already done all the work. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to name them after my mom's recipes, each one. Hmm. So just like that, like it was, okay.
Wow.
I know.
I like that.
So maybe we're just overthinking it. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I feel so personal about every single part. I think you do too.
Like, when I name pieces, they're just simple. Like one's named Genesis, because she was the first doll, you know, first chapter in the Bible. Mm-hmm. I have one named Mandy because her head's shaped like Mandy from Billy and Mandy. They're all nonsensical. I don't know. I don't really think too hard about it. Keep it simple, I would say.
I think Genesis is brilliant, though.
Genesis
to be the first doll, and it's called. I think that's brilliant. Simple, but.
I love a biblical reference.
Yeah.
Ooh, Exodus. There we go. There's another one.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys for joining us, and we hope everyone comes out and sees your show.
Oh, yeah.
Woo! Thank you, guys.
We did it. Thanks, everyone, for listening to this week's episode. As always, we want to thank you and our guests for joining us. We also want to thank Marshall Max Lamont Hamilton for providing our music. Please subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any of your favorite podcast apps. Also, be sure to check out our website, wilsonarts.com, and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at WilsonArtsNC for the latest information about our events. Thank you for joining us this week, and we'll see you next time.